Okay, this is additional help for characterization. You've got a worksheet, and at the top of that worksheet is an example. Please note the capitals on do not plagiarize. I remind you, if any work is plagiarized, then the whole piece of coursework can receive a U. That means plagiarizing from me or the internet or from each other. And if you do plagiarize from each other, that means both of you will receive a U. So just be very careful about that, please. I've set it out in a grid like this, so you can tick when you've included that section in your coursework. The next point down, you may not be able to cover all of these in your 200 words. I get that. It's a strain to fit it all in. I get that too. But try and cover as much of this as possible, and try and cover each character, Irene, Father, Brian, with equality. So they each get an equal amount of your attention and an equal amount of the word count. Let's just go through them very quickly. Characterization is quite a nice one because they will all be slightly different. Because you're pick and choosing which of these you will focus on, and you're pick and choosing which ones you will pull back from a little. Discuss where the name Irene comes from, where it's etymologically linked to the Greek goddess. You could find out her real name, the Greek goddess of innocence, whose innocence within the Greek myth is defiled and corrupted. Therefore, this clearly shadows what about Bond's Irene. So you must use the word etymologically, and you must use the word foreshadowed. We then have box number two, a contextual link about Irene and who she represents politically. This young, rising power of New Labour led by Tony Blair, which was happening at the time of writing. They got into power. They were in power for 10 years. So what does that tell you at this stage about Irene? How does that inform your understanding of her character? We then have a discussion about the Brechtian-inspired title of Father. Irene is a named character. She's young. At this stage, she's innocent. Brian is a named character. He's young. Things happen to him. But Father is given this Brechtian title, Father. He represents all authority figures, all people in power. How does that inform your understanding of him? Father, therefore, is this crumbling authority, the old established order, which at the time of writing was the Conservative Party, first of all led by Margaret Thatcher, then into John Major. We sat and did roles on the walls, and we talked about the characters, and you hot-seated the characters. What did that tell you? At that point, you might just discuss one character. We looked at their inners and outers in the role on the wall. At that point, you might want to just discuss one character. Then we got up and did depictive work. Irene is, Father is, Brian is. We were looking at the characters metaphorically. And for one character, tell me what you learnt through doing those metaphorical depictions. And we then got into pairs and marked the moment Irene picked up the gun. Nice phrase to actually copy and use. And then we thought tapped Irene, and then we thought tapped either Father or Brian, whoever you choose, who chose to be there. What did you learn from that practical exploration about either character? Just do one. We then talked about tension points and shadow gestures for each of the three characters. Give me some details about one of them. Don't just tell me what their shadow gesture is. Don't just tell me what their tension point is. Tell me what that signifies. Tell me what that communicates. Tell me what that connotes. Use those keywords as much as possible. We then did animal links and linked each character to an animal. Again, tell me one animal link for one character, and then tell me why you chose that and how that develops your understanding of the character. There's a lot to deal with here in 200 words, so be concise, use your subject keywords, and make sure you focus on the three characters equally. Hope that helps.